Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Living Life on the Max. I'm so excited to continue our discussion. We've been taking time over the last several weeks to talk about overcoming stress. And I'm not talking about learning how to cope with it. I'm not talking about some little, technique that makes you capable of getting through the day and some of the pressure. No, I'm talking about us literally overcoming this thing, us conquering this thing, and us doing things that we can do to stop creating unnecessary stress in our lives, to stop adding unnecessary pressure to our walks. And so this series has been a little bit different because it's challenged you to take a look in the mirror, and it's challenged you to evaluate yourselves and to analyze what you're doing and what you're not doing, to analyze why you're doing what you're doing, who you're aiming to please. Is calling you to, causing you to question and to be accountable for the thing that it is you want to accomplish. You know, last week I hit on a topic that many of us are uncomfortable with because we've gotten so comfortable with just going and doing and working harder and, you know, trying to just take on more than we should. But last week we talked about just being still on purpose. We talked about de-stressing, decompressing, and we really dug into developing a habit of just talking with the divine. You know, we talked about how we don't have a clue what it is we need to do, and we get the opportunity to sit down and talk to our Father who wrote the end of our story before we had a beginning. And not only do we get to talk to Him about the things that's concerning us, but we also get to listen to what He has to say. You know, we just took time to get still in the morning before we started our day to get direction and to get clarity and to know what things we should be focused on. It would eliminate so much stress. So, you know, last week we talked about just being still and taking time to pray, being still and getting some perspective, just being still on purpose. And I kind of want to spring off that conversation into our topic today, which is, you know, our lesson number 7 on overcoming stress, which is taking time to enjoy your life. You know, that sounds so simple. It sounds like something we all should understand. We only get one life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. We don't get to do it again. You know, this week I have attended more funerals than I care to talk about, but each one of them reminds me that we are all living in the dash. We have a start date, there's a dedicated end date, and it's up to us to enjoy the journey. And, you know, throughout this entire series, we've talked about Jesus. We've talked about His model. We've talked about His example. 1 Timothy 6:17 tells us that, you know, God provided everything we needed to enjoy our lives. So the question is, why aren't you? Why aren't you? When we look at the Bible and we see people, when they started bombarding Jesus, so much so that He didn't even have time to eat. He told the disciples, wait a minute, this is a little bit much. We need to go away. We need to come away to a quiet place, and we need to get some rest. We need to leave this busyness, this hecticness, these demands, and we need to go someplace and relax. We need to go someplace and refill. We need to go to some place. We need to have a little bit of recreation. He told them they were working hard, which they had been, but they needed to take a break. Jesus broke away before He broke. He challenged the disciples to break away before they broke apart because He understood they needed time to rest. He understood they needed time to be refilled, and He understood that they needed to enjoy their life. You know, Jesus was able to handle all the pressures of life because He knew when He needed to take a break. Sometimes we just have to take a break before we break. Sometimes we just have to recognize all the signs and all the symptoms that we are going too hard, going too fast, and we're setting ourselves up for some moments of destruction. You've got to be honest with yourself with where you are and realize, wait a minute, I'm not even enjoying my place right now. I'm not even enjoying the blessings in my life right now because I need to get away. You know, a friend of mine reminded me of this reality last year. when I was running so hard and I needed to recover. I was just in a place of working really hard. We had all the things going on in the world with the pandemic. We had so many things happening with crisis, and I was working as hard as I could. And we were having a conversation, and his word to me was, you need a break. You need to go relax. You need to go enjoy some recreation. And he literally said, I'm not asking you to. I am telling you to. You need to go do that. Because in the process of doing what I thought were good things, I was not doing the God thing for me in that moment. And the God thing was for me to refuel and to get back to a place where I was enjoying my journey. You know, I think sometimes we think that rest and recreation are optional. They're not. Sometimes we act like they're unscriptural, but they're not. Rest and recreation are so important that God included it in the Ten Commandments. You know, the Sabbath was made for mankind because God knew that our physical, emotional, and spiritual health depended on it. He knew the responsibilities that would be placed upon our lives that would require and demand that we take regular breaks. How is it that we think God needed a break, but we don't? He worked and then he took a break. When was the last time you took a break? When was the last time you did something just for fun? Not with any expectation of who it was going to help or what it was going to accomplish or what it was going to benefit you or how it was going to benefit you. But you did it just to rest and refuel. We are supposed to be enjoying our life. You know, what does this have to do with stress management? Because I just believe that one of the keys to being able to overcome stress is balance. Balance. When we look at the word recreation and we study it out, it literally means to restore, refresh, or create anew. That's the meaning of recreation. To restore, refresh, and create anew. How is it that we have gotten so sophisticated with every bit of technology at our fingertips, all these things we have access to, and we've forgotten that we need to steal away? We've forgotten that recreation is a part of the process. We've made it a luxury when it should be incorporated into our lifestyle. And right now I'm preaching to myself. I am preaching to myself, and I am one that if I am not careful, I can get consumed with doing the work of ministry, doing the work of my purpose and destiny and what I've been assigned to. It excites me, but also it can exhaust me. And if I'm not mindful of putting times in my schedule every week, every month, to steal away and to do something just for me, to just be Keisha, to just be a woman, not a wife, not a mother, not a minister, not a friend, but just be good to myself, that is a requirement so that I can find enjoyment along the way. You know, those words restore, refresh, create anew, are they words that describe you right here, right now in this moment? Or are you feeling burned out? Are you feeling burned out? Are you feeling like, yeah, Keisha, I wish I could take a break. I wish I could go do something for fun, but I can't. You're the only person stopping you. Every person has 24 hours in a day. I don't care what your last name is, how much money you have. I don't care what side of the track you've come from. I don't even care what you do professionally. You only have 24 hours in a day. You get 168 hours in a week to do something that matters. So if you're not refilling and you're not refueling and you're not being refreshed, how effective are you really being? How productive are you really being? Or are you just giving out fragmented, broken pieces of you? Going through the motions, kind of showing up, but half-hearted, and not doing the best of what you could be doing if you would have just taken the time to steal away and to do something that you enjoy. I'm telling on myself, being real transparent. You know, I've been struggling with trying to find things that I really enjoy. And a couple weeks ago, I was reminded how my mother, years and years and years ago, used to do paint by number. And I thought it was so silly. You know, why would she be sitting there doing painting by numbers and all that other stuff? But a couple weeks ago, I thought about how therapeutic that must be. So I went and I bought me this coloring book that's color pages by numbers. Because so often when I read, I'm reading to learn. Yes, I'm reading to grow, but I'm reading to help people. So a lot of the books that I read are all fueling me. And if I'm honest, even the fun books become workbooks. And then I thought about activities. You know, I love sports, but now the world's a little bit different. And some of the sporting things that I like to do, I'm not able to do so much. And so I like exercising, so my husband and I exercise, but I realized I needed to incorporate something else. And I didn't want to add something that would hit our budget. I didn't want to add something that would take up a whole bunch of time. So I bought that coloring book and some coloring pencils that just becomes a time that I can literally sit at the table, put on some jazz music, and sit there and just be. Awaken the kid in me, awaken the creativity in me. And it sounds so silly and it sounds so simple, but it brought fresh life to me because it wasn't depending on somebody else doing anything. It wasn't contingent on somebody else being where they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to do. It was just me sitting and being. Being someone who has untapped potential inside. Being someone who can create without this big end objective or these big missions that have to be accomplished. So that's something simple, but it's something I've incorporated in my life to help me not burn out. And a couple of things I want to ask you, if you're dealing with burnout right now, I want you to check two things. Number one, are you living close to God and drawing from His grace? Because it's kind of hard to burn out if you're tuned into the Holy Spirit. If you're only doing what He says do, you're saying no when He says no, and you're saying yes when He says yes, and you're being led of God. There's no confusion in Christ. There's no burnout in Christ. All these burdens and this pressure that we're putting on ourselves, we're doing it. So we have the power to put it on ourselves. We ought to realize we have the power to cast that stuff. If you're sitting here with the cares of the world on your shoulders, that's on you. Because the closer you draw to God and the more you draw from His well of grace, the more you realize I'm not designed to carry this. I need to cast this to the foot of the cross. And the other question, if you're sitting here now and you're burnt out, you're living raggedy, you're stressed out, you're short, you're miserable, do you regularly set aside time for rest and recreation? Are you being intentional about refilling? I'm doing so much better at this. I used to be horrible at this, and I'm nowhere where I need to be. I am not, but my husband can be my witness. I have set certain times each week, days of the week, that I cut off, and I don't do appointments. I now have meditation time built into my day. And it simply says 20 minutes of just be still. If that's to sit silent on my couch in my office, that is, if it's to lay out in the floor and pray, if it's to sit in my car and enjoy music, it is just my time of rest. But even with me doing things, I have committed to literally look at my calendar each month. And as I'm putting in the big appointments, I'm putting in my days of Sabbath. Because if God worked 6 days and rested on the seventh, then guess what? Keisha needs to rest. And if I need to rest, guess what? You need to rest. I'm also putting days in my calendar of things that just doing for me and enjoying my journey. Because what I realize is not anybody else's responsibility to help me enjoy my journey. That's my job. You know, I got to do better and I'm going to do better because I cannot afford to burn out. If I burn out, what use am I for the kingdom of God? What use am I to my family? What use am I to myself? So if I have realized that burnout isn't an option, the only thing I can do is put parameters in place and put things into my calendar that refills, refuels, restores, and refreshes me. If there's no fun in your life, it's because you don't want it around, not because it didn't fit. Because people do what they want to do. People do what's important to them. People make stuff happen if they value it. So if there's no fun in your life, that's on you. You haven't made it fit. But today I'm talking to you and I'm challenging you to make room for it. Commit to enjoy your life the way God intended. Why? It will be over before you know it. Living a life that's stressed out and bombarded by pressure and not able to enjoy the journey and the process, that's not what Jesus hung on the cross for. He hung so that you could have a life that you enjoyed. Did I say it be easy? Did I say it be perfect? No. Did I say it be convenient? No. Did I say it be comfortable? I didn't say any of that. But even in the most difficult of times, you can still enjoy the journey if you walk through it with Jesus. You know, next week is going to be our final week in this series, and we're going to be talking about how to give your stress to God, how to release it. So often we're carrying this and we're acting like it's ours to own, but it's not. We need to release it. And I'm going to talk to you about how. If this lesson has encouraged you, if this message has blessed you, I want to encourage you to subscribe to this station. Why? So we can stay connected. But also, I want to ask that you do something even more. How about share it with a friend? If there's someone you know that's overworked and burning out and stressed to the hill, how about share it with them? If it's been a blessing to you, why don't you be a blessing to them? So I look forward to our final lesson in this on next week. And until we meet again, God bless you and do you to the max.